This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, only one love. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously when I'm talking about one love, what I mean is that this bigger idea that we're told that really, as Muslims, we only have space for one love in our hearts. This idea that, you know, if we fill our hearts with, you know, love for all these different material things, whatever they are, whether it's objects, sort of assets, money, whether it's family members, whether it's children, parents, spouses, if our hearts are taken up with all these things, well, there's no space for love for Allah. For sure, there's no space for love for the Imams, there's no space for love for the Holy Prophets, no space for love for the other Prophets and for our martyrs, and so on. Now, obviously, there's different sort of levels of this. So obviously, the first love is for Allah. And everything, we're advised that we're meant to, for example, love even our love for other things, to our love, for example, for our children, love for our parents, is basically ultimately also for Allah. So we try to reach Allah through our love for other things. Now, for example, one of the stories from our famous martyrs from the Holy Defense, Abbas Baba'i. So he had said, for example, he said something that was very important. He said that his love for God was actually the foundation of his life. And he explained this very deep point, which I was trying to make at the beginning of this episode here. He actually said, one day he said to his wife that someone who has found his divine love must leave all else behind. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio. And obviously I'm talking about the fact that we're told that there's only space for one love in our hearts. And so any other love we have, so love for parents, love for spouses, is secondary. And we are loving them for the sake of Allah as well. And obviously I've just mentioned the famous martyr from the Holy Defense, Abbas Baba'i, said that, you know, when we found that divine love, we must leave everything else behind. And obviously this also goes a little bit to the idea that, we have to get used to the fact that Allah will test us with all those things we love. Be it assets for some people, be it children, be it spouses, be it parents, be it friends we love. And obviously, so this is also why, you know, if our love is focused solely on those things that Allah can take away, because, you know, this is not really how we show Allah, because obviously Allah knows everything. Allah knows exactly what's going to happen to us. Allah knows how great our love is for Him. He doesn't need to test us to find that out. All these tests that are sent to us, they're really a test for us, so that we become aware of, you know, how great is our love. If we lose a family member, what happens? Can we still get through? Do we understand that, you know, this is one of those hardships? You know, Allah blesses us and Allah takes away. And every single thing has a purpose. So even in the hardships, there is blessing. The blessings could be we're being purified. The blessings could be sins are being washed away from us, so we have a good hereafter. Blessings could be that we grow. We grow, in a sense, even more beautiful. How can we describe them? Even more beautiful leaves on our trees, our blossoms, just all these things. So inshallah, we remind ourselves of this again and again, that, you know, the love for Allah is the one that should be filling our heart. So I pray that this is just a reminder for all of us, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on iBeings Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.